You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hi guys, I'm Prasun. And I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it.
Do you guys ever feel like we're not really contributing to the fight against the novel coronavirus? Well, social distancing and staying at home is like the least we can do. But then, how can you stay at home and contribute to the fight, right? Well, there's a very easy way to do that, and it'll cost you nothing, except a bit of your computing power. There's something called the Berkeley Open Infrastructure for Network Computing, or BOINC, or the Stanford University's Folding at Home project. These are middleware software developed by UC Berkeley and Stanford University. What they do is they allow you to donate computing power from your devices to various scientific projects. By crowdsourcing computing like this, these projects actually generate supercomputer-like power, which is very useful for solving scientific problems. And at the moment, these projects are fully focused on research around the novel coronavirus. If you're thinking that they'll reduce the performance of your phone or computer, think again. You simply install a software on your device, and whenever your device is idle, its CPU and GPU power are used remotely by these projects. For PCs, this would mean when you're not doing anything on them, but they're turned on. And for mobile phones, it's when they're plugged in and charging. At the moment, these projects use all this power to simulate how the coronavirus behaves, predict its evolution, understand patterns, and research like this is really important in order to speed up the creation of vaccines, etc. Honestly, this is the kind of technology that we were always missing when it came to earlier epidemics. The Folding at Home project is actually very well known, and especially if you do happen to have a lot of spare devices lying at home, you should definitely put their apps on those devices and just plug the phones into charging and leave them. To donate your resources, all you really need to do is go to their respective websites and download the middleware. It connects the PC to their projects and the rest happens in the background. If it's a mobile phone, you of course download their apps from the various app stores. And yes, they are quite secure. That's about it. Leave your PC idle, and whenever you're not using it, you're helping scientific research. Sounds like a good idea, doesn't it?
So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.